Melania Trump calls out Vogue's obvious bias for not putting her on cover as First Lady. By Nick Gilbertson on May 15, 2022. Former First Lady Melania Trump called out the Vogue editorial staff's obvious bias for not putting her on the magazine's cover during her time in the White House. Trump's comments came during an interview with Fox and Friends Weekend's Pete Hegseth, in which he pointed out that the last three First Ladies who were the wives of Democratic presidents had made the cover during their respective tenures in the White House. A clip of the interview was shared on Twitter by former Florida prosecutor Ron Filipkowski. Twice failed presidential candidate and former First Lady Hillary Clinton made the cover while her husband, former President Bill Clinton, was in office, and Michelle Obama was featured on the cover three times when she was the First Lady, People documented. Hegseth noted that Jill Biden made the cover 5 months into Joe Biden's presidency, and so did Vice President Kamala Harris before assuming office. Yet, with your business background, your fashion background, and your beauty, never on the cover of Vogue. Why the double standard? He asked Trump. They're biased and they have likes and dislikes. It's so obvious. And I think the American people and everyone sees it, she responded. It was their decision and I had much more important things to do, and I did in the White House, than being on the cover of Vogue. People noted that Vogue had photographed former Republican First Ladies Nancy Reagan, Barbara Bush, and Laura Bush, but none of them appeared on the cover. Trump did grace the cover in 2005 following her marriage to Donald Trump, in which he donned her wedding dress. In another clip of the interview, tweeted out by @MikeSingleton, Hegseth asked Trump about her thoughts regarding the nationwide baby formula shortage affecting helpless American babies and their parents. It's heartbreaking to see that they're struggling and the food is not available for children in the 21st century in the United States of America, she explained, adding the shortage is a result of the country's current leadership.